I'm Gary Colley, evangelist of the Churches of Christ, to greet you once again with the gospel of Christ. This program each day is aired over this station, and certainly we're happy that you're listening. Hopeful you will make it a regular habit, inviting your friends and neighbors to listen also. Our interest is in your soul. Jesus said in John 8:32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." We then are to learn the truth by study and diligent effort, and know those things that pertain to life and godliness as we grow in our knowledge thereof. How wonderfully blessed we are to have the Word of God. Our question for this week, who shall be judged in the judgment? She said that the first preacher said only Christians would be judged because all others had chosen not to obey the gospel and therefore already judged. And then the other said that everyone would be judged, both Christians and non-Christians. Which is it? Well, we're certainly happy to have her question and delighted to address our thoughts to it. We noticed on yesterday that perhaps the first preacher decided from John 3, verse 18, that he that believeth on him, Jesus Christ, is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. For us to note just here that the word belief in this verse is a comprehensive term which includes all the acts of obedience. It is always to be understood in that way because of all of the other references in the Bible. The last verse of this chapter says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, but he that obeyeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." So the term belief comprehends all of the acts of obedience to the gospel. But all men who are without the gospel, as we learned on yesterday, are under the sentence of sin. Therefore, if they do not accept the gospel, the only remedy for sin, then they are condemned already. But does this mean that they shall not appear in the judgment? All men by sin are condemned. There is but one way of being delivered from that state, by the belief in the Son of God and obedience to His will coming into the church which He purchased with His own blood. But they who do not believe and remain in that lost state are still condemned, for embrace the only way in which they can be freed from sin. You remember that Jesus said in Matthew 11:28-30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Ye shall find rest unto your souls. My yoke is easy, my burden is light." But in John 8:24, Jesus said, "I told you, you shall die in your sins, for except ye believe that I am He, ye shall die in your sins." Jesus said in Mark 16:15-16, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned." In Romans 8:1, Paul says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death." Do you realize there are but two passages that tell us how to come into Christ? Romans 6:3-4. "Or are ye ignorant, brethren, that as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ?" That's where salvation is. That's where no condemnation is to be found. And we're all made the children of God, Galatians 3:26-27, "by faith in Christ Jesus, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ." So we find that in Christ there is no condemnation, but will these stand in the judgment who are in sin?